Today we're building a Roughneck-style vocal texture riser in Ableton Live 12, aimed at that sunrise set emotion, but still rooted in old-school jungle and drum and bass attitude. So instead of making some shiny EDM whoosh, we're making something that feels like a dusty rave memory. Think chopped vocal ghosting, tape-worn anticipation, a little bit of grit, and that emotional pressure that makes the drop feel unavoidable. The big idea here is simple. The riser is not just a transition effect. In DNB, especially jungle and rollers, it is part of the phrase design. It should feel like it belongs to the tune. It should groove with the break, support the bass line, and carry feeling without smearing everything in the mix. We want a build that starts intimate and dry, then gets wider, grainier, and more urgent, and finally lands cleanly into the drop. That final handoff matters just as much as the build itself. First, choose the right vocal source. Pick a short vocal phrase, an ad-lib, a spoken fragment, or even a single emotional syllable. For this style, don't grab a polished pop vocal. You want human texture, breath, rasp, throat noise, a little imperfection, something with character. In Ableton, place that vocal on an audio track and trim it ruthlessly. Keep it around half a bar to 2 bars, remove dead air, and find a part with a strong vowel or consonant shape. Open vowels like rise, light, feel, or write work really well because they can stretch and lift without sounding awkward. If the vocal is too clean, don't worry, we'll rough it up later. If it's too messy, cut it back now. The whole point is to make it feel like a ghost from the emotional core of the tune, not like a random sample pasted on top. Now create your layered structure. The easiest way is to duplicate the vocal onto 3 tracks, or group it into an audio effect rack and split the layers there. We are aiming for a dry core, a filtered mid layer, and an airy top layer. The core layers should stay fairly close and intelligible. Put EQ8 on it and high pass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz, so you're not wasting space down low. If it gets boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz. Then use utility to keep the width narrow, maybe 0 to 30%. This layer is the human center of the sound. The mid layer is where the movement starts. Use auto filter with a high pass or band pass shade. Then add echo sync to something like 1/8 dotted or 1/4, with feedback around 20 to 35%. If you want a bit of emotional lift, use pitch or shifter to move it slightly upward, maybe plus 2 to 5 semitones, but keep it subtle. You're creating tension, not a choir sample. The air layer is where the sunrise glow lives. Put a reverb or hybrid reverb on it with a long decay, maybe 4 to 8 seconds. Then follow it with EQ8 and high pass it pretty high, somewhere around 400 to 800 Hz, so the tail stays airy and doesn't cloud the break. This layer can be wide and washed out because it's doing the atmospheric heavy lifting. The key here is that each layer should evolve differently. If all 3 layers do the same thing, it just sounds like duplication. We want a textural crescendo. Now let's automate the motion. This is where the riser starts to feel alive. Don't rely on one big effect and hope for the best. Build the energy slope over 8 or 16 bars. Automate the auto filter cutoff so it rises gradually, maybe starting around 200 Hz and opening up toward 6 to 10 kHz. By the peak, automate reverb dry/wet from something like 10 or 15% up to 35 or 50%. Bring echo feedback up gradually too. Then cut it before the drop so the tail doesn't smear the first hit. If you're using utility on the air layer, you can automate the width from narrow to wide, maybe 20% to 120%. That widening should happen later in the build, not right at the start. And here's a really important teacher tip. Make the first half of the build feel restrained. Let the last 2 bars do less, but more dramatically. That almost there feeling is what sells sunrise tension. If everything opens too early, the riser loses its emotional pull. Now we resample. Once the first pass feels strong, print it to audio. Set up a new audio track, route the vocal bus into it, and record the build. This gives you a performance-like object that you can cut, reverse, warp, and degrade. After resampling, turn on warp if needed, clean up the timing, and cut the result into a few meaningful chunks. Try reversing some tails so they suck into the drop. Add tiny crossfades to avoid clicks. Then process the resampled audio with a little saturator, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive. If you want some grit, use Redux very lightly. Be careful though, we want texture, not digital destruction. You can also use a gentle compressor for glue, or a gate if the room tail gets messy. This is where the sound starts to feel old school. That slightly bounced, resampled character reads as authentic in jungle and rugged DNB. It feels like it has lived a life. Next, Rhythmize it so it locks with a break. A vocal riser works much harder when it grooves. Think like a drum rack producer even though you're working with vocals. Slice the phrase into 1/8 or 1/16 style hits if needed. Put little stutters in the last one or two bars. If you're in a fast tempo around 170 to 174 BPM, keep the vocal sparse early on, then let it become more active near the end, almost like a chopped amen vocal hook. You can also nudge some slices slightly late for that loose jungle feel. Just don't let the whole thing drift off the downbeat. The pocket still matters. One of the best tricks here is to leave space on the kick hits. If the vocal texture is stepping all over the drum transient, the build loses power. The break needs room to speak. Now we'd add brightness, but carefully. Sunrise Emotion needs air, but D&B High End can get nasty fast. Use EQA to add a small high shelf, maybe 1 to 3 dB around 8 to 12 kHz if the vocal needs lift. If it gets piercing, cut a little around 2.5 to 5 kHz, and watch for resonances after pitch shifting or resampling. A narrow dip can save you from a nasty spike without dulling the whole sound. If the vocal is too dull, use saturation to bring out the upper harmonics. Soft clip mode on saturator can be great here. Dynamic tube can also add a little glow if you keep the drive low. The goal is to open the sky without shredding your ears. Now think about the drop handoff. This is huge. The riser only matters if it makes the drop hit harder. So plan the cutoff. Usually you want the vocal to stop sharply, maybe a quarter beat or even an eighth beat, before the drop, or let only the reverb tail spill over into the first downbeat. That tiny moment of silence can be deadly in a good way. It creates space for the kick, sub, and res to land with authority. If you want, put the reverb or echo on a return track and sidechain it from the kick or drum bus. That keeps the tail breathing around the drums instead of sitting on top of them. In jungle and old school D&B, that interaction is everything. The riser should make the first drum hit feel inevitable. Let's make it context friendly. In a real arrangement, this kind of build works best in 8 or 16 bar phrases. Maybe your intro is sparse, then the vocal riser enters over the next phrase, then the texture widens, the break fills up, the bass hint rises, and finally the drop lands. If you're going for a more classic jungle vibe, you can place the riser over a breakdown of the amen or a halftime moment before the full speed return. If you're leaning rollers, keep it a bit more restrained and let the subline carry more of the emotional weight after the build. Always check the sound in context. Listen with the full mix, in mono, at low volume, with the bass muted, and with just the drum soloed. If the vocal still feels strong in all of those situations, you've built something solid. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make it too shiny. If it sounds too polished, back off the high shelf and add some gentle saturation or a slight dip in the upper mids. Don't flood it with reverb too early. Keep the first part intimate. Let the space grow over time. Don't let it fight the snare or the break. Carve out space around the snare crack and cymbal sheen, and use side chain if needed. Don't over-widen the whole signal. Keep the core narrow and widen only the air layer. And don't pitch it so hard that the emotion disappears. Sometimes the best move is a smaller shift, or even no obvious pitch movement at all, just texture and automation. Here's a strong advanced move if you want to go darker. Duplicate the riser and make one layer grimy and mono. Put a little saturator or roar on it and filter it below 300 to 500 Hz. This adds menace without clouding the mix. You can also layer tiny chopped break transients or ghost snares with a vocal, so the build feels tied to the drum arrangement. If you want more haunted character, try a reverse emphasis version. Bounce the last two bars of the vocal texture, reverse them, and tuck that under the main riser. Keep it filtered so it feels like suction rather than a giant obvious reverse effect. You can also make a Foreman style double by duplicating the vocal and shifting one copy slightly darker or brighter. Blend it very low. That can give you a haunted chorus feel without sounding like harmony vocals. Another great variation is a granular style chopped build. Slice the vocal into tiny pieces and re-trigger them with a MIDI pattern. That gives you pulse and movement instead of just a smooth sweep. And if you want a proper fake out, thin the riser out in the last bar and let the drums imply a halftime breath, then slam back into the full speed drop. That contrast can make the drop feel huge. So let's recap the process in plain language. Start with a short emotional vocal that feels authentic. Layer it into a dry core, a filtered mid, and an airy top. Automate filter, delay, reverb, width, and pitch so the energy rises over time. Resample the result to add grit, glue, and control. Make it groove with the break. Keep the bright top controlled so it feels like sunrise, not glass. And design the final handoff so the drop hits harder because of the riser, not just after it. If you do it right, this won't just be an effect. It'll be a phrase element, something you can repeat, resample, and adapt across different parts of the tune. For your practice, try making three versions from the same vocal source. One version should be clean and emotional, with subtle automation and light reverb. One should be grimy and old school, with resampling, chopping, and saturation. And one should be sunrise lift, where the last two bars get wider and brighter before a sharp cutoff. Then audition them over a jungle break loop, a sub and reese drop, and a roller groove. Pick the one that makes the tune feel most inevitable, not the one that just sounds biggest in solo. That's the move. Build the emotion early, protect the drum pocket, let one element misbehave just a little, and always reference the drop. If the first kick feels bigger because of your riser, you've done it right.